10th Perek of Menaches, 9th Mishnah. Koitzim Mipnei Anetiyos. When it's allowed to harvest grain, so it should not affect saplings that are just planted. Because anyway, this is not grain which is can be used for Omer, because you don't bring it from a place where your tree is planted in between the grain. And also, if they are Beis HaEvel, you need a place for some type of what they did is that when they came back from the Levaya, they would have an open area which the Avelim would sit over there and people would give them a bracha. So it was an open area. If they didn't have an open area, they were allowed to cut etzah, because they weren't primarily doing it for the personal use, they're just making room to gather together. Or when they built the Beis HaMedrash, if there wasn't enough room in the Beis HaMedrash, also they would cut, if the Beis HaMedrash bordered on the field, they cut away from the field so that there'd be more room for the Talmidim to sit. You shouldn't make them into bundles tied together, but you could make them into bunches without mamash tying them together. This is all before the Omer was brought, obviously. Omer should be brought from something that was still growing and it was cut down, the shame, the Omer. If everything was cut down, and he found bundles, so we should bring from the bundles. Mitzvah, you also should bring from grains that are still, did not dry out completely, they're still soft, and then they would roast it to dry it out. But if you only found dried out grain, that's also good, as long as it's from the Chodesh. Mitzvah is to harvest it at night. If you did it during the daytime, it's kosher. This is a little problematic because the two things seem to be contradictory. Because you can bring it on Shabbos only if you have to cut it at a specific time. Yeah, so there's a whole big discussion about this. Are these two statements compatible or not? Pashas, two different opinions. The Rambam seems to pass on both of them, which needs further discussion.